This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
8:46, 14 till 9. A lot of people look forward to the French Quarter Festival every year. As a matter of fact, last year, I think it drew something like 950,000 people, and it gets bigger and bigger every year. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, to talk about some of the security measures that are in place and how or will be in place and how it could change your experience. Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me, first of all, as it relates to the Bratton study, Bratton plan, is this part of that? Is this part of their recommendations, and we've not seen the complete version of that report yet?
To my understanding, no. The Bratton plan is more addressing the future of Bourbon Street as how it's going to be secured, the whole idea about a pedestrian mall and that type of thing. I will say that what we've seen since January 1st is these event organizers like French Quarter Fest have reached out to the Bratton Group separately and asked for their input on events, and that happened in this case. And we're very much appreciative of the special events actually leaning forward and kind of identifying where they think there may be some problems, particularly when we're looking at like vehicle and pedestrian conflict. And we're working with Jazz Fest right now too. So, you know, we start meeting with special events months in advance, sometimes before they even have their permits filed, just to talk about anything new they're planning to do for the year. And we know that the event organizers want some sort of assurance about, you know, having their event when they, you know, on the scheduled date, and if there are any big changes, that they want to be a part of it and know about it. And that's what we're really doing right now. So there's a lot of collaboration going on. And some changes were made to French Quarter Fest, but I don't think the public will notice them, you know, all that much.
All right, so I got my map open right now. Tell me what changes have been made.
Really, it's more upgrading. So we used to protect Royal Street, the stages that they set up on Royal Street, the smaller stages, with the metal, what we call bike rack barricades, those Mardi Gras type barricades mm-hmm. we see along the parade route. Those will be upgraded to both.
What do you call those, Colin? I've always barricades. Wondered what they're called. What are they called?
We call them bike racks.
Bike racks. Okay, go ahead.
Because they kind of end up being bike racks.
Well, I've always wondered about the terminology. I like to learn new things, and they call them bike rack barriers, right?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So they'll be upgraded to water barriers, which will be filled, and then also concrete barriers in certain locations, just to really limit the amount of potential for vehicle and pedestrian conflict. And so that'll be along Royal Street, and then also along North Peters and Decatur, where we have those areas where there's lots of people coming in.
So I saw a thing from a story rather at NOLA.com. I always like to give the reporter credit, Sophie Kasakov, quoting Hans Gaudier, an assistant superintendent, is saying that it's going to be harder to drive around, and that Residents should avoid driving, and that basically it's going to they're going to have to find alternative routes to get there. Tell me what that means and what that's going to. We're just using everything we can. Let me quote him directly to make sure that the public is safe. And he added that people are going to have to look at a different way of getting there rather than driving. So talk about that, if you will.
I mean, that's pretty much what I'm referring to. You know, Royal Street is going to be closed off, essentially, between Bienville and, I want to say, Toulouse. So, or maybe St. Louis. I'll have to check on it. But the essentially, that kind of grid of Bourbon Street, particularly at night, but during the daytime, during the festival hours, you know, Bourbon, Royal, and Decatur is going to be, you know, really difficult to pass by vehicle, probably impossible because of the barricades we're using. Mm-hmm. So what he was recommending was that people use, they go down further down to St. Peter is going to be their first avenue to be able to get, you know, across, I guess, from the river towards the lake in the French Quarter.
Are there any shuttle buses running for this event at all?
They don't run shuttle buses. We obviously, with all of these, we encourage people to park outside the quarter wherever they can, whether it be in the CBD or, you know, up along Rampart or further, and then either walk in. If you have the opportunity to use RTA, the streetcar, the buses, a bicycle, walking, anything alternative as far as or rideshare, I should add, as well, is going to be a much easier experience than trying to drive down there and the headaches that you're going to experience with that.
And even with the rideshare, they can't drive either, so you might have a little bit of a walk. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans, talking about the French Quarter Fest. You got any questions? 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. At 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, our friend. Colin, so I'm looking at the map, if you could give me a corridor and outline the streets where no vehicle traffic will be allowed, it would be what?
If you're looking at that map, you'll see those red hash marks. Anywhere those are is going to be closed off during the festival hours.
Yeah, I'm not looking at that map. So you're talking about Canal to what? Or are you talking about
essentially Iberville to Dumaine and Decatur to Bourbon is going to be very difficult to get through during the day because of the smaller stages, particularly on Royal Street.
And even without that, the French Quarter Fest, I haven't been in a couple of years, but when I went, it was extremely crowded, and I know it's grown since
it's huge.
Then.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking almost a million people over 4 days. And then we do a traffic, on and off traffic closure on Decatur, which really now during the day is just a closure. They're very. It used to be years ago we would be able to open up and let traffic through between acts, but now there's so many people down there that that traffic chute, which is at North Peters and Canal, is just closed essentially from when the gates open at 10 until 7 p.m. when they strike the last act for the evening.
So it would seem to me parking, driving in a quarter is going to be crazy, so maybe stay to the other side of Canal Street, catch the ferry from the West Bank if you can, and walk. Those would be better alternatives?
Yeah, RTA is going to have extra buses, and both ferries will be out. So, you know, I think that that's an excellent alternative, or coming in from the Esplanade side of the quarter as well.
And there will be police presence to watch areas, not just at the French Quarter, but people that are trying to access the festival and leave, right?
Correct. Federal law enforcement, Coast Guard, they'll all be down along the riverfront as well as about 200 NOPD. They'll be wearing a new festival uniform. It's going to be basically polo shirts and shorts, which is something that the mayor was and the police chief really wanted to address some of the morale issues of wearing.
All right. Thank you, Colin.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.